Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Have you found our Instagram page? Oh, yeah, if you love animals, you definitely need to make sure that your parents are following our Instagram page for Kids Animal Stories. We have a lot of really fun animal content on there. Well, my friends, are you ready? I am really excited. I love red-eyed tree frogs, and I can't wait for this story. Are you ready? Me too. Let's go. Have you ever seen a picture of a red-eyed tree frog? Whoa, you need to see one. They're really cool. They have a pretty green, like a bright green body with yellow stripes and blue stripes on the side and these blue big bands on their legs, orange toes, and of course, red eyes. They live in Central America. Do you know where that is? Yeah, there's countries there like Costa Rica, Honduras, and Guatemala. Central America has a lot of really cool frogs. Do you know why? It's because they have a lot of rainforest there. And that is the like favorite house of a tree frog. And our story about Carl the red-eyed tree frog picks up as he's waking up one very beautiful evening. Have you ever seen a tree frog yawn? They really do yawn. They stretch their mouth out really big. And sometimes, they stretch their back and their legs. I like a good stretch too when I wake up. But wait a second. Carl is waking up at nighttime? Oh no, did he have a bad dream or something? Oh, that's right. Red-eyed tree frogs are nocturnal. Do you know what it means to be nocturnal? Yes, it means you're awake at nighttime. Can you think of some other animals that might be nocturnal? Well, we've talked about bats. Those are nocturnal. Good job. How about owls? Yes. What about zebras? Oh, no, I don't think those are nocturnal. Yeah, not every animal is nocturnal. If they're awake during the daytime, like us people, that means that they're called diurnal, where they're awake during the daytime. Well, Carl, he is nocturnal. So when it gets dark, that means it's time for him to wake up and go catch some bugs.
Oh boy, tonight is going to be the night to remember. And
as he blinked his eyes, something did not feel right.
Wait a second, I can't feel. Something feels wrong in my eyeballs.
He walked over to his mirror and looked in the mirror, and he was shocked.
Ah! Oh no, my contacts, they fell out. Where did they go?
Wait a second, Carl wears contacts? And as he turned around, I can see it now. His eyes were not red anymore. Oh dear, that's not good. Wait a second. You have to know another part of this story. You see, red-eyed tree frogs, the reason that their eyes are red is to scare away predators. You see, there's a legend in the animal world, and all the predators know it and are very scared of Carl and all the red-eyed tree frogs. Wait a second, what kind of legend would make them scared of Carl? He's just a little frog. Oh, that's a good question. Well, the legend is if you stare into his red eyes, you'll start to melt from the fire red, shooting out of lasers and... I don't think that's real. I don't think Carl can shoot fire lasers out of his eyeballs, but that's what all the predators think and are very afraid of Carl. That legend has been very helpful in keeping red-eyed tree frogs alive because, to a predator, tree frogs look very delicious. And there's a lot of them. You see, in the rainforest, there's all kinds of creatures that would want to eat Carl, especially snakes. You see, there's this one snake called a cat-eyed snake that loves to snack on tree frogs. He's always been too afraid of Carl's red eyes to bother him. But if his red contact lenses are missing, Carl might be in for some trouble.
Oh dear, I wasn't ready to have to go get some new codex today. Oh dear. I usually don't run out. I don't know where they went. But I think I gotta go get some new ones at the tree hollow.
You see, all the area red-eyed tree frogs, I guess they had a super secret hiding place to share all their red contact lenses. And it was not that far away, but without your red contacts, it can feel like a very long, scary trip. But the one thing about Carl is he was not afraid of very many things. He really wasn't afraid of anything. And one of his legs was a little bit shorter than the other, which meant he didn't always jump exactly where he wanted to go. And if he's having to hurry off to the contacts, oh, that could get a little tricky.
Alrighty, I think I have all my things, and it's ready to start hopping. Let's go!
As Carl took off hopping along his trail, he'd been there a million times, and so he could almost do it with his eyes closed. Which, wait a second, maybe that would be helpful. If his eyes were closed, then nobody would know that his red eyes were missing. He started hopping along branch to branch, closing his eyes. And it was actually going pretty well. I don't think I could jump from tree to tree with my eyes closed. But look at Carl go. He's doing it. Boing, 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 boing. When all of a sudden, he smashed right into an old friend.
Hey, Carl.
As Carl poked open one eye, he saw that it was his friend Peter the Sloth.
Oh, hey, Peter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, but holy Toledo, wait a second. That's not Carl. Carl has red eyes, and yours are black right now. What is going on? Said Peter.
Well, I don't have very much time to explain, but yes, it is me, Carl. I am Carl, I promise. The red-eyed tree frog. And anyway, it's a secret because no one's supposed to know that our red eyes are actually fake. And
what are you talking about, Carl? You mean your eyes aren't really red? Or am I forgetting something? Said Peter.
No, you're remembering correctly. I am supposed to have red eyes, but they're actually contact lenses. And it's been a big trick where we trick all the predators into thinking I'm dangerous when I'm really not.
Oh my, I would never tell anyone that, said Peter. But, oh dear, look behind you.
Peter the Sloth was pointing with his long claws towards Cassie. Cassie was the local cat-eyed snake.
Why, hello there, friends,
said Cassie. Carl was so surprised to see Cassie, both his eyes flung open, wide, very big.
Oh, hello there, friends. I see that you look like you are lost. I've never seen a frog that looked just like you. Why don't you come with me?
Said Cassie, the cat-eyed snake.
Sorry, Cassie, but I would rather play a game of tag. You're it!
Ah! Carl took off jumping and leaping as fast and far as he could. Cassie was right behind him.
I'm coming.
Oh, no! Carl has been exposed without his red eyes, and now Cassie is not afraid of him. What in the world is going to happen? Is Carl going to be able to get to his contact lenses in time? We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories. Great job! You listened all the way to the end! And now it's time for some questions. Have you been listening, and how closely? All right. Carl and all the red-eyed tree frogs, where do they live? Do they live in Antarctica, China, or Central America? Yes, Central America, super duper. And are red-eyed tree frogs diurnal or nocturnal? You got it, nocturnal. Great job, my friends. Well, I cannot wait to see what happens with Carl. I hope he's going to be okay. I hope Cassie doesn't catch him before he gets to the contact lenses. We'll see you next time. Have a super duper day. Bye.